Ich sollte über das Trader, das Kosher Life Gedaskam, schon mir erzählt, the fact that someone's leaving, it's a very sad time, it's depressing. We learned a lot from Yitzhak, and there are certain things. Nice is a hard thing, Kosher Life Gedaskam, someone leaving. I remember when I came to the mirror a long time ago, when everyone here was like in diapers, like in 1992. So, I joined with Helmut Shear. I saw over the year he had a distance from the Bakrim. So I asked him, what do you want to have Shaychus? He tells me, I'll tell you what Shaychus is. Get close to a person, get to know them. After a year, 2 years, they leave. Some say 3, some say 5, some say 7. They all disappear, and they all guarantee they're going to call and have Chavrusha Shabbos and they're going to be friends. First month, for 6 months, a year. Once we see them 2 years later, they call up another bar mitzvah or chasen or something. So he says he has distance, it's hard to have shaychus to Bochum because you know they're eventually going to leave. So I tell myself I'm not going to be that way. Nice, the kosher life you'd ask him, and now I'm appealing it. You know, kosher, someone leaves, spend years having the shaychus.
I'm not going to call you.
I know, no chance in a million years, I know. At least Tratna told me he's not going to call me every Sunday and have chavrusha shabbos. Fine, whatever the neighbor. At least he told me. Yitzchak is like, straight up, I'm not calling you, no shaychus, nothing. I'll send you to Yitzchak the safe when it comes out, and that's it. You know. Maybe Chelik pays. I'm like, you know, tell me about it. I have to pay for it. Otherwise, the kosher life pidasna. The yisoid of a kosher life pidasna is basically the concept of appreciating what we have. Like Shmi Yetzeres, Kosher Baruch Hu. Over here, that we have somebody. That's everyone over here owes a kosher stayv. I think I owe the kosher stayv the most. Meister, what he did, besides the fact that he showed up every at least once a week to open the doors before anybody, and he just to be there every week, every time, Chabura, all the time being there. And he gave me back the key this past week. We were discussing who to give it to that will be there, that won't be a burden that has to be there. And giving it to Yitzchak, he's there, that's a fact. That's what he is. He's there every time the key is there. We were discussing a lot of people who are there, but to Meshavet a person to be there, to always be there, it's a chayus. Not for Yitzchak, that's a fact of life. it's a curse story for that, but that's not a curse story. The fact that he saw the chabur, he's the one that anyone wants to know. Why is it we have a chabur right now? He got together. I was not first choice. I was, I think, last in the line, and everyone turned him down. They fine. And we went to Rabbi Wiener over here, and
I had a choice. I had a choice.
And he basically said in certain conditions, which were not very feasible. And so basically, he saw the Chaburah with Shabbos and he got a Chaburah together and went through Shabbos, he went through Sehetu, went through Nida, and other things on the line also. We did Mishlach Manus, and Matan Salav Yemin, and we did Shloch HaKan, and Payas, and now we're doing Mezuzah, and all these things. And he, thanks to him, I've got to go through numerous halachas. He took numerous Bechinas over here, and we're going to finish the last Bechina coming up. He's going to pass, and Yitzchak himself also has smicha. He took his last test. He went to all the bechinas. Well, he didn't get back at the last mark. Bezer Hashem, all 6 tests he passed. And that's everyone here owes a curse to Mitzad. Everyone grew from the Chabura, and I think I grew the most from it. The Gemara says in Makis Tafiyot that Chaverim Yoisim Mehem, Talmidim Yoisim Mekulam, pushing me and it makes me strive, makes me grow. And here, of course, the time of appreciation. Thank you for your svarim and your time and the effort and energy pointing out when things have to be changed, the chabur, different ideas, what to do, whether I listen or not, or something else. But they're always there, pointing out what should be done, and deciding, for example, next month, Lomi Chalo, who decided that? Any complaints? Yitzchak, he decided that. But
you have to call
him. Who's going to take the blame next month?
That's
what
I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
I just told 10 people today doing Shabbos next time.
Well, so I said kosher life pidaschem. It's we owe a lot, and we it's a hard thing. So where is the chomel maisel? The chomel betzem is the fact that Bez Hashem Torah Yitzchak is coming out in a couple months. And I keep saying enough, maybe I'll push him enough to actually do it. So right, and I went to call him and ask him when they're coming out, and over 500 letters of Chaim and 500 letters of Neventhal, and to all of the Gedolim and to be a Talis and a Mile of the Claudius. It's wonderful, terrific. And anyone in the Chabur that gained out of it, whether it's Arichas Adas or Oil Yaakov or anyone else, they all cursed out to Yitzchak. Yisoides, what is Be'etzim a Yisoid of a Yid? Interesting, in the parsha this week, I mean, always have time for the parsha. That's what we have from Abba Golden last, Sisfredo. I'm just not as funny as him, he's much better. But Abba Goldman said you always have tied in. So a lot of it is the traveling and the Masa and leaving and going to Gehenna, Miami, and whatever you see leaving and going to Golis. But Be'etzim we see in the parsha's Matis, besides the favorite topic of Hashem Yitzhak, we'll leave that aside. But Bilam over here, the Maaser killed Bilam. We have a Bilam and Balak a couple of parshas ago, and he made us a Klal Yisrael. So we went to war and Melchama against them. In the end, what happened? We killed him. What, Harry Potter? Okay. And we killed him. I deicherev. So Rashi points out why deicherev, why the source. It says, "What is the umun of a Klal Yisrael? Is our job? Our job is a koy chaper, Torah, Navoida, Tfilo, Hashenki, Nagoyis. Do is." Might is right, is the cherev. He took our koyach of the peh, the kolo, with him, we're going to take his koyach of the sword, and we're going to kill him with his koyach. Now, the Mephoshim do grapple, and the Olim themselves have to answer, because he took our koyach, we're going to take his koyach, he took our peh, we're going to take his sword. It's fine, the Olim will think about that. But the side over here, they also point out two things always discuss. That's one aspect, what we're trying to show when they took his koyach of the sword. But what is our koyach? Our koyach, what is our umon? What is our job, Rashi says? Rashi says our job based on Chazal. The koyach of the peh, tefillah v'avoido, basically the inyan of davening and the inyan of Torah learning. And the Mishnah Be'etzim always says, "Al Torah v'avoido v'agulus v'asodim l'gim amude olam." That's the essence of the inyan of the yid. That's our umum. That's our job. Most legend says, "Adam l'amul yula," the person who created to work. Says Rashi, "The koyach of the peh, Torah v'avoido." In essence, Yisuk stands for all these three aspects. The fact that Daven 6:15 on Shabbos. 6:30? It's all the same. 5, 6, anything like before.
9:30.
And not only does it daven every day with a minion, that's, you know, that's some people, that's a chiddush also, but maybe that's not even a chiddush. To daven early and be on time and say, well, the whole sukkah is zero, you know, not actually, whatever. That's what I'd say, I have no idea. But it's that's a koich v'yid, is a tefillah. Of Torah, now everyone's discussing what's the ikamayla of someone learning, what's the highest someone can grow and shtag that's smaller shmoy. Yitzchak is there again, we said about the key, he's there all the time. First Seder, the beginning of Seder till end of Seder, second Seder, beginning till end. I say that they say he's there all the time, but not only is that smoy there full Seder, it's the constant in the last one, the kviya shabai. No, it's chizik for the Bechabo, it's chizik for me. Every time I walk in, he's there again, whether what time I come, early or late, he's always there. And it's a chizik that people should gain from that the kviyas, not just our smoda, the kviyas of our smoda. A lot of people know they put on a smoda here and there, whatever. Every day, every time, all the time, constantly, over and over, that he always has a shayla and yichud of his house, he's never around, he's always in yeshiva. That's no godless. Hinnom Byron David have the shayla. What's the walk in his house beside yichud? Because he's always in yeshiva. Sorry? Yeah. Maisa, he's a quiet person. The Olim here, even though he's quiet, everyone there, I think, basically knows him pretty well. As a friend, as a chaver, as the guys told me before, so we told all his chaverim maladafna to come. So we told Shmuley Wiener. And so that's Maisa. Who is his chaverim? People who learns with Chaim over here. His nechaburo and Bikur is far. And his friends are being packed up in boxes, a bunch of boxes, and they're leaving, and they're going, and they're gone. Miami. The mice of those is Chavarim, is Rashi, Taisvis, the Gemara, and it's RJJ, luckily he's speaking, and Lachabruah, Vachulu. The mice of those is his friend, that's what he stands for, that's the Zikr, and something we can all gain from, and learn from, and strive from, and look up to, that who his Chavarim are, we try to emulate a person, Kosher Life, we ask him. The fact that you should look at what he is, not what we're missing, or what we could have gained, or can gain, and look up what he is and what to follow in his footsteps is always the biggest appreciation of what a person is trying to follow his ways. And therefore, tomorrow and the next month, everyone's going to be the aunt of the Seder until the end of Seder, right? Yeah. And just before Abraham comes, I just have to say that one thing I gained by Shalom Zachar, that Abraham said that it's more important to read a Sports Illustrated than to read a Mishpacha. Now why, when it comes, go ask him. And he also says, also, we should better read a GQ than a Mishpacha, even though he did not know what a GQ was.
You know.
But that was something that we gained by Shalom Zachar, and therefore when it comes, you can ask him exactly why and when. But there's something, you know, these things that can only happen when they're Yitzchak by Shalom Zachar. These are certain things that are unique, special, talented, that can only come out of when they're. Why? Yeah. So, one of the few people that actually Menachem appreciates, looks up to that in Torah.
You know, you want to put in pressure on him, he's going to say something.
He doesn't mind. Haka, again, it's a kosher like Pidaschem. Again, it's a chaver. It's not my thing. That's the way of life. We all die. Pay taxes. Get married. Fine, this is the way of life. That's the way things go. Tackle. Not only again, the Chum is going to be what? Torah Yitzchak. That's going to be the Chum of Torah Yitzchak. Where's Shem in a couple of months? Zaycho. Sorry?
We're not safe on all our bookshelves.
Bring Chabur to Miami.
No. It's hot there for a reason. People have to burn for a reason.
It's a lot of your Shemai wear.
No.
They leave it there. They go over there. They put it there. They go back to the that.
Yeah. So I'd like to say thank you from the whole Pnei Chavur. I'd like to say thank you. I'm saying on behalf of the Chavur, for signing the Chavur, being the Gimel Mude Olam, the Rosh the Chavur, the head of the Chavur, signing everything for the Chavur. If anything, there's any chance they're going to come up, I'm going to call you anyway, whether you like it or not, and decide what's going to be for the Chavur. And Hashem, we might have a Shaykhus. I doubt it, but maybe.
I think the Kuril is talking
to him. Yeah. Slach. Shkar.